Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Monday, August 1st, 2022, start of a brand new month, start of a brand new week. And boy, we've got lots to talk about, a lot of interesting things going on in the news we're going to try and get to before it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And boy, a little hard adjusting to this. At the end of this month, I will be 70 years old, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror and saying, how the heck did that happen? But, you know, time is catching up with me. What can I tell you? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Now, last night, quite by accident, Claire and I were going through the desert that is streaming TV, and we stumbled across another Dinesh D'Souza documentary called Hillary's America. And just entirely by accident, but we wound up watching it. And it starts with Dinesh D'Souza basically being hauled into court for over-donating to a candidate, and he wound up having to serve some, some penance, if you will. And it was really kind of funny watching the faces in the courtroom during the sentencing, because you could tell they were out for blood. How dare Dinesh D'Souza, you know, say bad things about our boy Barack Obama. And so this documentary, Hillary's America, was Dinesh's payback. And it's well worth watching. I think it would have been more effective if Dinesh had worked to keep a more balanced, objective tone. Unfortunately, his axe blade was showing on this one. But it is definitely worth watching. And again, that's Hillary's America to go along with 2,000 Mules. And definitely need to be paying attention to this as we head into the midterms. Okay, do you remember Meathead from All in the Family? It was paid by Rob Reiner. And, well, he has worked over the years to basically claim that label. And now he's in a lot of, I'm not going to say he's in trouble, but he's getting a lot of flack and ridicule and abuse here. Because Rob Reiner, is a big Biden supporter. He's a huge Hollywood fundraiser during the 2020 election. And he came on out and said that Joe Biden is the best president in almost 60 years. And everybody is just laughing their heads off at such an obviously stupid comment there. All right. Now, I don't know why this is surfacing now, but I'm glad it is. Over on the Stu Peters show, he had an interview with a retiring Navy sailor who came on out confirming that, yes, the United States Navy accidentally shot down TWA 800, a 747-100 on its way from New York to Paris, and, tried to blame it on a center fuel tank. Well, first they blamed it on terrorists. And then when everybody said, how could terrorists get into the middle of an ongoing U.S. Navy exercise, they changed and said, well, the center fuel tank blew up. All kinds of evidence why that was not the case, including the magic wing box story. But now we have had this sailor come out on Stu Peters' show confirming what we've already known all along. The U.S. Navy had an accident. And they shot down a civilian jetliner. Not the first time they did it. In fact, the United Nations says there have been 25 known cases where the military has accidentally shot down passenger airliners. Most of them are still classified. You don't know they happened, but one that we do know happened, of course, happened in Iran some years ago when the USS Vincennes accidentally shot down an Iranian passenger Airbus. And that later turned out to have been a computer software goof where the Airbus and an Iranian F-14 were accidentally assigned the same identical target tracking number. And so the radar was showing a target that was as close as the Airbus, but behaving like an F-14, which was in the distance doing attack practice. And that's when they launched and destroyed the missile. So, yeah, these things do break down. They do hit the wrong targets. And that's unfortunately a fact of life. May even be what actually happened to that Malaysian airliner that disappeared down in the South China Sea. Okay, now there's an interesting article. This came out of Compact Mag. It's written by Michael Anton. And it's talking about just how deathly afraid the deep state is that Donald Trump is going to run in 2024. And even worse, that he could possibly win. And I don't know about you, but I would like to see that, if for no other reason than to undo that egregious wrong done to him in 2020 and to the American people. They not only stole the White House from Donald Trump, they stole our country from us, and that cannot be allowed to stand. So what are they going to try and do to keep Trump from running? Well, we know the January 6th committee is trying to gin up that he was an insurrectionist and therefore cannot run under a very loose interpretation of the 14th Amendment. Ultimately, they may try and assassinate him. You know, it wouldn't be the first time somebody was shot to keep them from running from office. Look at Robert F. Kennedy. That's the real reason he was gunned down. They did not want him having the power of the White House and able to look into the circumstances of his older brother's assassination. And then when it looked like Teddy Kennedy was going to try and run for the White House, they tried to kill him at Chappaquiddick. Teddy survived, but Mary Jo Kopechne died, and Teddy's White House hopes died with her, so they just left him alone here. Okay, now moving on here, Liz Cheney is in problems over in Wyoming, pardon me, and Liz Cheney's role on that January 6th committee is provoking a tremendous backlash from voters. In her home state of Wyoming, the majority of Americans know this is a witch hunt. It's a fishing expedition. It's political theater. There's nothing really there. And the harder Liz Cheney pushes on it, the more the voters she relies on to hang on to her office are turning against her. And she's trailing in the polls right now. Okay, now, getting on back to January 6th, one of the issues about cover-up had to do with the loss of Secret Service text messages sent and received during the protest at the U.S. Capitol. And Representative Carolyn Maloney, chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, said she was troubled by new revelations about Department of Homeland Security Inspector General Joseph Kafari's handling of the matter, in that the Department of Homeland Security halted the search to recover those text messages. So, again, another cover up here. Now, according to the Crimson, Harvard has completed a study of the motivations of those who took part in the January 6, 2021 Capitol protest. And they found, to nobody's surprise except the liberal Democrats, that the protesters who showed up at the Stop the Steal rally were motivated primarily by their loyalty to Donald Trump. They were not strongly motivated by QAnon. None of them were thinking about an insurrection against the Constitution. If anything, they wanted to restore the Constitution. And, of course, this directly contradicts the propaganda we have been getting from the corporate media ever since January 6th. You know, Trump supporters are insurrectionists. They're working for Antifa and QAnon and Proud Boys. And they want to bring down the government and bring down the legitimate president. And it's kind of worrying here a little bit. Well, not really. Let me go on back to that documentary I mentioned at the top of the show, Hillary's America. One of the things that Dinesh D'Souza did, he spent some time in jail, and he got to talk to a lot of criminals about how they run their various con games. And it was a four-step process, and you really should see the documentary. But it said in the end, you never admit you were wrong. You keep the con going. You deny, you deny, you deny, you deny. And that's clearly what's going on here, because polls are showing the majority of Americans think there was fraud in the 2020 election, and you still have the Democrats and the corporate media in absolute goose step saying was the most honest, fair election in history. We're going to go on saying it until you're bleeding from your ears. And so that's exactly what's going on there. Okay, over in Colorado, their Secretary of State is now bragging about increasing the number of ballot drop boxes in the state by 65%, even knowing they're a major issue for ballot trafficking and election fraud. Yes, I'm doing a great job for the Democrats here. And let's see, there's another article. This one came out of WorldNet Daily saying that the FBI, following revelations of its interference in both the 2016 and the 2020 elections, ought to be totally disbanded. I'm in agreement. The FBI is not the wonderful bunch of people that you see in movies and TV shows. In fact, right from the very beginning, J. Edgar Hoover exerted tremendous influence over the movie and TV industry to always portray the FBI as the good guys. And in fact, there's a very well-known movie for film history buffs called The FBI Story, starring Jimmy Stewart. And J. Edgar Hoover was actually on the movie set every day telling the director how to present the image of the perfect FBI agent. Hoover's actually in the film briefly, but only from the backside. I mean, that's what kind of a nut he was about that. So the reality of the FBI, we know, has come on out, framing Sirhan Sirhan, framing James Earl Ray, covering up the JFK and RFK assassinations, COINTELPRO, Black Panther coloring book, and all of that stuff is coming out. That's the real FBI, okay? And over at the Federalist, they have come on out. Senior editor John Daniel Davidson is looking at all the evidence that surfaced of FBI's interference in our election process and saying it's time for them to be disbanded. I agree. I think any institution, any agency, any individual that even attempts to rig the elections ought to be removed from office, fired, bounced down the front steps of the Capitol building hard enough to bounce. Just gotten rid of. We need a zero tolerance policy when it comes to election fraud. Okay. Now, the U.S. Postal Service has confirmed it's created a division that will specifically oversee mail-in ballots in future elections. In other words, there's going to be just one whole department in the Postal Service where that's all they do. Is handle mail-in ballots. And what could possibly go wrong with that? And that's a very, very dangerous situation. You know, when you have the post office, which has a union capable of picking presidential candidates, you know, I don't think the post office should be involved in the election process at all, because they have a bias. They have a vested interest in who wins that election. Okay. Down in Maricopa, Arizona, the We the People Arizona Alliance had an election security forum over the weekend featuring testimony from expert witnesses and state legislators, including the identities of Maricopa County election employees who deleted files from the election server before the Maricopa County audit. Remember, the judge had issued a preserve all data order, and despite that, these election officials were erasing information from these machines, and they got caught, and now their identities are known. Yes, the 2020 election was stolen. The 2016 election was almost stolen. That's why they doubled down in 2020 to the point where it was just obvious to everybody what they were doing. Okay, now the Supreme Court is getting ready to hear the Moore versus Harper case. And this will basically try and establish the precedent that only legislatures have the right to update election law and not judges and not the executive branch. Because there have been a lot of cases of local officials and judges changing the election rules at the last minute to facilitate election fraud. And they want that to stop, and I'm hoping the Supreme Court will rule on this one to basically say, once the legislature sets the rules, those are the rules everybody follows, and you're not allowed to just change them. Remember, we had all these cases where, you know, the judges would say, well, you can keep the polling place open an extra 3 hours and get some more votes in for Biden. That kind of stuff should not be allowed. Everybody knows the rules. If you can't abide by the rules and get there to vote, well, then you've lost your vote. Sorry about that. Take some responsibility, you know, for having an election here. Now, Donald Trump responded to a poll taken in Missouri where the polling party reportedly deliberately undercounted President Trump's support in the state. In other words, this polling group, rather than providing an honest measure of what Missourians were thinking, deliberately undercounted Trump supporters to bias the results. And that just came on out. Yeah, the whole system is crooked. And you know what's really kind of a source of shame for me is how many of my fellow Americans just seem perfectly happy to go along with this kind of stuff. You know, have we lost our sense of honor, our sense of morality, our ethics? You know, have we really become as bad as the former Soviet Union, where everybody does a nudge-nudge, wink-wink, and yeah, we're going to stuff a few more ballots in the ballot box here. All right, another warning sign here. This is out in Los Angeles. According to their district attorney, George Gascon, election monitors will not be allowed to view the counting of the votes in the recall of Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon. Okay, that's highly contested. There's been fraud alleged. And so what they're saying now is, we're going to count the votes in the recall, but you're not allowed to watch us count the votes. Just trust us. We will do an accurate, wonderful, fair job. And if you don't agree, then you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy kook who will be beaten up by the LAPD here. Now, somebody noticed that recently Fox News, which at least during the 2020 campaign had a more even-handed approach toward Donald Trump. Right now, he seems to be a candidate non grata over at Fox News. It's been 100 days since the last time Fox News did a story on Donald Trump. In that same 100 days, they are doing story after story after story after story about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So it's obvious that the management at Fox News or whoever's signing the checks over at Fox News is so afraid of Donald Trump, they're going to be trying to promote Ron DeSantis, okay, as his potential replacement. And again, it was so obvious, even the New York Times noticed that Fox News had not had Trump on for over 100 days. And apparently, there was a comment that came on out saying the decision to shun Trump has been made at the highest levels of Fox's parent company and is backed by Chairman Rupert Murdoch. So there we are. Okay, let's get into COVID-19. And Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID again. Remember, last week he tested positive, he went into isolation in the residence, then they announced he tested negative, now he's tested positive again. Somehow, I don't think those tests are very good. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID-19, and we're talking about the fact that resident Joe Biden has come down with COVID despite being vaccinated and triple boosted. And he had COVID, then they said he didn't have COVID, then they said he had COVID again. And so all by himself, Joe Biden has destroyed the claim that the vaccines will keep you from getting COVID, and he's destroyed the credibility and trustworthiness of the COVID test itself. So way to go there, Joe. And needless to say, Donald Trump is out there in social media poking fun at Joe Biden for getting COVID not once but twice. Or once, and the test missed. I mean, this really shows the tests are not that accurate. So anyway, there is an interesting little story. This one came out of Global Research, and they're talking about how all of a sudden a lot of people are starting to resign their positions at the Food and Drug Administration. And the resignations are over the COVID-19 booster shots. And top officials are expressing concern regarding the Biden administration booster shots. And apparently more and more people are now saying, we're going to leave our job rather than get those shots. We don't trust them. We don't know that they're effective. And yeah, it's a real, real mess out there. And I don't blame those people for not getting the shots. I certainly have shot regret myself from that J&J shot. All right, now here's a very revealing story. This is from Zero Hedge. We have seen over the past 2.5 years how big tech social media has basically pushed the orthodox line on COVID. COVID is real. COVID is serious. Get your vaccinations. Get your booster. Wear your mask. Social distances and so forth and so on. And now, according to this story coming on out from Zero Hedge, apparently these big tech social media platforms were working hand in hand with the Center for Disease Control. Okay? In other words, the CDC was providing censorship guidance to social media companies and Google in order to control the online discussion regarding the safety and efficacy of the vaccines. Now, that basically that's criminal intent to defraud. It really, really is here. Okay. Now, over in Israel, speaking of cover-ups here, the Ministry of Health in Israel conducted a study, and it's only just now surfaced. It was originally hidden. It was withheld from the public. It's just finally surfaced here. And this study showed a 2 to 4 times higher rate of adverse events reports following the Pfizer COVID vaccine in kids aged 5 through 11 versus ages 12 through 17. Now, this study was commissioned by the Ministry of Health, and basically it indicated new adverse events not reported in Pfizer's leaflet that is packaged with the vaccine. We still don't know all the bad things these experimental shots are able to do. Speaking of experimental, story coming out of Children's Health Defense Fund, that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s outfit, apparently information has come on out showing that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci have been funding experiments on bird flu. And the obvious question is that going to be the next pandemic? Okay. I remember back in 2009, we had the when pigs fly flu, because that pathogen was a mixture of human, avian, and porcine flu. And it turned out to be a big nothing, no more serious than regular seasonal flu. But yeah, they're playing around with these things, taking them apart in the laboratory, putting them back together and say, gee, I wonder what this will do. Reminds me the second Gremlins movie, the new batch, I think it was, where it took place in the city, and Christopher Lee played this scientist working in the building who was always going around to people saying, can I have your handkerchief because you've got a new disease on it? And it was rather funny, I thought. Not so much anymore here. Meanwhile, Russia is looking at the new monkeypox pandemic or panic or propaganda, whatever. And they are now accusing the United States of having been developing the current monkeypox strain at 4 U.S.-run biological laboratories in Nigeria. See, the U.S. loves to do this stuff all over the world in other countries to hide the fact that they are in violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. And Russia is saying the World Health Organization should investigate the activities. That's kind of like asking Jeffrey Dahmer to investigate cannibalism in Milwaukee, in my opinion. But, yeah, I mean, I'm starting to think that the globalist plans for the next world war are not a nuclear war, which is going to wreck all the infrastructure, but they're going to fight this next war with biological weapons that kill off all those pesky human beings, but leave the buildings and bridges and factories and roads and rails, you know, intact for use. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news now, and apparently... somebody improvised a drone attack against the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in Crimea. It was a small explosive device carried by a makeshift drone. It wounded six people and prompted the cancellation of ceremonies there honoring Russia's Navy.
Happy birthday!
Okay. Not sure where that came from. Let's see. Bleed through. Okay. Anyway, one of Ukraine's richest men, a grain merchant, was killed in what Ukrainian authorities said was a carefully targeted Russian missile strike at his home. So a lot of people still getting killed up there. Meanwhile, Ukraine is now deploying landmines in the Kharkov region. And civilian administration in Kharkov is accusing the Ukrainian forces of using these cluster munitions to disperse anti-personnel mines in these villages. Now, these munitions, which are banned by a 1997 agreement, have also been deployed in Donetsk. So people are ignoring all the treaties that were designed to minimize civilian casualties here. A story coming on out of Station Gossip, and it's talking about how the American corporate media is very tenacious in the art of self-deception, or actually deception of you. It's you deception here. And they continue to report this positive narrative on Ukraine. It's going wonderfully. Putin is embarrassed. He's going crazy, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, the U.S. military brass now realize this war is lost. Okay? What Putin is doing is he's turning it into a war of attrition, which he warned he was going to do, because he knows the U.S. cannot win a war of attrition. We don't have the economy. We don't have the manufacturing. We don't have the manpower. And the government certainly does not have the support of the American people for the hardships that are going to result from another war of attrition. We all remember the last war of attrition we had was called Vietnam. Didn't work out all that well here. Meanwhile, we reported this last week, but U.S. Air Force F-22 Raptor fighter jets are now at the Royal Air Force Base at Lakenheath, and they're on their way to Poland to basically bolster NATO's air shielding mission. Okay, as if there weren't enough people shooting at each other, there are unverified reports of armed clashes between Serbs and Kosovars along the unilaterally declared, along the border between the two countries. Kosovo, which is seen by Serbia as part of its historic heartland, unilaterally declared itself independent in 2008 and was quickly recognized as a sovereign country by the United States under the Bush administration. The border since then has been tense and seen periodic outbreaks of violence here. And Kosovo, meanwhile, has delayed further restrictions on Serbs in light of the increasing tensions. So things are getting very tense over there. Meanwhile, down in Iraq, Muqtadir al-Sadr, remember him, he's been around for a while here, his supporters are now vowing they will continue the occupation of the parliament. And this began over the weekend. Hundreds of demonstrators stormed the parliament building. There were a lot of protesters and police reported as injured. Now, Iraq has gone for almost 10 months since the last October elections, and it still doesn't have a new government. And so the Iraqi people are saying, look, you know, get your act together here and do your job for taking care of the people. So I remember there was a case where I think it was Belgium went for almost a year without a central federal government, and life actually got better for the people. Just something to keep in the back of your mind here. Over in Iran, they are reporting that there are clashes between Iranian border guards and Taliban forces. Officials with the Afghan side confirming one of their border officials was killed and another wounded. So everybody seems ready, just too ready to shoot at each other. All right, Nancy Pelosi, what is she doing? This is like, where's Waldo? Where's Nancy? Even the Chinese at one point were saying, where did she go? You know, she's dropped off the radar. They stopped allowing the plane to show up on flight trackers, so nobody really knows where it is. Now, she went from the U.S. To Hickam in Hawaii. She has since touched down in Singapore as the first official stop in her Asian tour. Now, her official itinerary for Asia does not list Taiwan. And it's still a matter of some concern. There are concerns that it may be an unannounced trip, that she may just, you know, bounce on into the Taipei airport. But it's really become a chest-thumping situation where China is saying, you know, Taiwan belongs to us. If you want to visit the government, you come to Beijing, not Taipei. And then on the other side, you have, well, if Nancy Pelosi doesn't go to Taiwan, then China will have won. And so they're just ramping up the situation here. Taiwan officials continue to insist that Pelosi is definitely coming. China is getting ready for new naval drills in the Taiwan Straits. So everybody is definitely gearing up for this one. Okay, the U.S. State Department has approved a potential sale of over $8 billion, with a B, dollars worth of F-35 aircraft to Germany, moving closer to providing Berlin with new fighter aircraft for nuclear deterrence missions. Boy, are those German technicians and scientists going to be ticked off when they see just how bad the F-35 is here. So they're going to be deploying them over there, and we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, Putin has revealed that the Zircon hypersonic anti-ship cruise missiles are going to start being deployed to the Russian naval fleet. And that's going to be taking place in the coming months. But I would say with the announcement that at least some of the ships probably already have them, that is definitely a game changer. The United States does not have anything able to approach that kind of capability or defend against that kind of capability. So anyway, now over let's talk about the economy now. Over at the New York Times, there is a columnist and a Nobel Prize-winning economist, Paul Krugman. This is one of these people where when they speak, you listen. But apparently he was on CNN insisting that America isn't in a recession and that the word recession doesn't really matter anyway. It's all going to be fine. You know, he says the state of the economy is what it is. Well, Paul, the state of the economy compared to what it was under Trump sucks. And we're talking chrome and trailer hitchers, golf balls and garden hoses sucks. Okay. And needless to say, Paul Krugman has hit a huge amount of criticism over this comment. And meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio has a Cortex came on out and saying there's no recession because if you take two quarters, they still equal 50 cents. Think about it. Think about it. Okay. now, the Biden administration is trying to go through all these things to try and deal with inflation. Basically, it's looking like they're dealing with inflation. They can't really solve the problem. But by golly, for the sake of the midterm elections, we have got to get those. We've got to look like we're doing something or we're going to lose our phony baloney jobs here. So anyway, there is this Inflation Reduction Act, which includes in it a tax increase on you. Oh, yeah, nothing's going to control inflation more like taking more money away from the American people. Now, do you remember when Biden was campaigning and he said that there would be no tax increases on people making under $400,000 a year? Well, in the Inflation Reduction Act, the cutoff point is now $30,000 per year. If you're making more than that, your taxes are going up thanks to Joe Biden and the horrible management of the economy. And remember, it's come on out that in the Biden administration, there's hardly anybody there who's ever run a business. They don't have business experience. They're all professional politicians. You know, the mouths flap and, you know, they wave at the crowds and they smile to the camera, and that's all that they know how to do. So anyway, there is this study over at Wharton that was looking at the Inflation Reduction Act and said this is going to have absolutely no impact on inflation. In other words, they're going to pass it. They're going to make a big deal about it in the news. They're going to use it to raise your taxes. And other than that, it won't accomplish a single thing. Zero, zip, nada. It's another U.S. government, smoke and mirrors, sound and fury, signifying absolutely nothing. They're doing it just to look like they're doing something. Same thing with the masks. When COVID came on up, everybody knew those masks weren't going to work. But the government mandated them because at least it looks like we're trying to do something about the problem. Anyway. We need to raise our expectations as Americans. We need to stand up there and say, we don't want to see you doing something. We want to see you doing something that actually works. okay? And if you don't have something that's actually going to work, then shut the heck up and sit down. We're tired of listening to you. Now, over at Amazon, which we tend to view as this iconic business titan here in the United States, but apparently they're also having some issues with consumer slowdown. People don't have money. They have let go 100,000 employees just in the last quarter. This is from their global workforce. And it's because of the economic slowdown, especially in the tech sector. People are not buying, you know, the high tech. They're hanging on to the old tech. Let's see, another story. This one coming out from Breitbart.com. 40% of Americans have been forced to cut back on grocery purchases due to Bidenflation. And there was a survey that was done by Suffolk University and USA Today. And they said, you know, what habits have you had to change due to the reality of rising prices? And the cost of basic items such as food rose by more than 9.1%. Food, for example, rose 10.4% in the last year. Food at home rose 12.2%. The energy costs are going up. It's just bad news all over. Claire and I did a Walmart run. A lot of gaps on the shelves, a lot of higher prices. Lower prices on things like clothing, belts, stuff like that. But the food prices were just, they were definitely up there. And adding insult to injury, just to remind everybody that the problem is still out there. We're still dealing with a shortage of baby formula. Okay, they are still 30% down on the stock they would like to have on the shelves to meet the estimated need. And don't forget about all that baby formula that was taken off the shelves and given to the babies of the illegal immigrants. Those little tiny tykes are getting treated better by the government than your kids are here. Meanwhile, the Hershey Company, the fifth largest candy company in the world as of last year, is basically saying there will be a candy shortage this coming Halloween. So stock up now. Of course, we always overbuy and kids will come by. You know, one of the nice things about this neighborhood, get a lot of cute kids and a lot of cute costumes. And, you know, I'll dress up something from my Hollywood closet. And but we always have candy left over, and I'm trying to say, what am I going to do with this? You want the candy? No, we got enough of our own. We wind up throwing it away, or else it goes on my waistline here. All right, getting on back to more serious things here. this was being reported by Zero Hedge. Apparently, California has come up with a new idea for generating revenue. Okay, if you own land in California and you have a water well on your own land, California is now going to charge you for the water you take out of your well on your land. That's what California is going to do. You throw that bucket down your well, your bucket, your well, your land, and you pull it up, and there's going to be a tax collector there saying, well, you're going to have to pay the state of California for the use of that water. Okay, because it's really our water. I mean, you know, forget that this is your land and your well and your bucket. Yeah, you know, it's our water, and you know, you have to pay for it. And you know, we're talking. This is not cheap. Hundreds of dollars in fees are going to be charged for people to take water out of their own wells on their own land. There are going to be very heavy penalties for those who refuse to pay on a timely matter. And apparently the letters are going on out to the owners of private wells. I mean, that's really ridiculous. I don't know. it really is ridiculous here. All righty. Story out of Blabberbuzz. They're talking about the global starvation alert, and it does look like there's something coming on here. Crop produce could be halved, and they're saying this is actually coming out of Ukraine, saying that even though they are starting to ship grain out of the Ukraine ports because of the lingering effects of the Russian special military operation, the amount of grain that Ukraine can export is only going to be about 50% of what would be normal. Okay. And in the U.S., apparently the fracking industry is running into trouble. The special equipment needed for fracking wells is now in short supply, and that is limiting the growth and exploitation of shale oil. So they're coming up short everywhere. I mean, no planning, no advanced thinking, no good management. We're the worst managed country on earth, in my opinion, right now. Okay. All right. We're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the economic news. Pepe Escobar is out with an article over at Zero Hedge asking, how comfortable are you with the U.S. dollar? And he's basically looking at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, these various other pan-Eurasian organizations for global trade like BRICS, and saying, yeah, it does seem like the world is turning away from the U.S. dollar. And the reason is very obvious. The U.S. government has used control of the dollar, which is up until recently the global reserve currency, and the SWIFT payment system to apply leverage to other countries. In other words, the U.S. dollar got weaponized, and the other countries just kind of got tired of that. So in a world with alternatives, they're moving away from the dollar. Okay, over in Miami, let's see, they are considering moving homeless people out of the streets. That's a good thing. And they're going to move them into city-sponsored encampments on an island next to a sewage plant. Okay. And I know why Miami is doing this. We saw the same thing going on in Honolulu. Homeless in the streets looks really bad to the tourists. And, yeah, the homeless get shuffled off to some areas which are not very pleasant. And you have to start thinking at some point, you know, there's a lot of homeless people out there. In fact, I don't think anybody's got an accurate count right now. What happens if some charismatic individual were to stand up in the middle of the homeless population and say, it's time to get organized? Something that you want to keep in mind on that one. Okay, now the mayor of Washington, D.C. got really, really upset when the governors of Texas and Arizona and Florida started busing illegal immigrants fresh from that open border up to Washington, D.C. and other places, New Jersey, Delaware, and so forth, and you know, got really all huffy about it, and you know, is now saying we need to deploy the National Guard because this is an invasion of Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C. is officially a sanctuary city. Okay, they have said we will take in the illegal immigrants, just apparently not that many. And so Donald Trump is taking the D.C. mayor to task, you know, saying, why didn't you support deploying the National Guard down at that southern border before this became an internal problem? And he's right to do that. You know, what the Democrats want are the illegal immigrants to go into Republican districts to shift them into the blue. If a district is already blue and full of liberal Democrats, they don't want the liberal, they don't want the illegal immigrants in there. You know, they're just taking our jobs and so forth. All right, we got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-1852. We will be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.